wake up to the sounds of the silence that allows for my mind to run around with my ear up to the ground. I'm searching to behold the stories that I told when my back is to the world that was smiling when I turned. On the wall as you're praying for my foes and the laughter in the holes and the names that I've been called. I stack it in my mind and I'm waiting for the time when I show you what it's like to be worth spitting a mind.
I'm hoping that somebody pray for me. I'm praying that somebody hope for me. I'm staying where nobody's supposed to be. Proposted, being a wreck of emotions. Ready to go whenever you let me know. The road is long, so put the pedal into the flow. The energy on my trail, my energy unavailable. I'ma tell it my shit away, go. Ain't wanna fly on my drive to the top. I've been out of shape, taking out the box. I'm an astronaut. I blasted off the planet, rock that caused catastrophe. And it matters more because I had it. Now I had a thought about wreaking havoc on an opposition. Kinda shocking, they want static with precision. I'm automatic, quarterback, I ain't talking second. Pack it, pack it up, I don't panic. Batter, batter up, who the baddest? It don't matter, cause we is your
time. Everybody wants to see my enemy.
From Allegiant Stadium in this soundproof booth down on the floor. It is rocking here. It is rolling. This is the craziest I have ever seen RAWF fans. This is Immortal 9. Joining me as my co-host this evening, because apparently El Vacant is still MIA and Judgment himself is nowhere to be found. I'm going to bring on a man who knows Immortal like the back of his hand. Let's talk to...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive, I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline, everything is mine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal, I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun, I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize a damn motherfucker on the block and I'm baptized.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the paragon of greatness. He is an RAWF Hall of Famer. He has been at, I believe, six straight immortals now, and he is joining us here in the booth. Oh, Paragon, welcome to Immortal 9.
The wrestling fans here in Las Vegas have hit the jackpot, L.A. The environment around here is absolutely wild. Immortal 9, it's a very exciting time. You can feel the electricity.
Yes, indeed. You certainly can. And Paragon, you felt this electricity many, many times. This is huge. I love this stadium. Of course, me being a Raiders fan, I would. But I'm excited to be here at Allegiant Stadium here in Las Vegas for Immortal 9. I know you're excited. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, in just 1 hour short 1 hour time, I will be hitting the start button on the 9th annual Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. You have less than an hour to get into the tournament if you haven't already. We've been sharing the scene multitudes of times over the past few weeks. Right now, as it stands, 114 people signed up for this year's Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, or was willing to take a few more here at the midnight hour, if you will. But in just a few short minutes, probably about 54 minutes, that tournament will begin. And of course, Paragon, the big news tonight, who is going into the RAWF Hall of Fame class of 2022? I know you're excited about that. You've made your suggestions. You've made your excitement known. Any final thoughts before we get into that here and later in the program?
You know, LA, obviously as a roster member, a general manager, tonight a co-host, I'm always very excited, very on the pulse of RAWF, and I've got to say the long lineage and history, the great talent in this company, it's always going to be an honor to anybody that gets into this Hall of Fame, and this Hall of Fame means more than any other Hall of Fame in this business. This is the representation of the best in this sport, and I can't wait.
Exactly. I agree with you, and we're going to kind of spread them out throughout the show. I'll do one, and then a little while later do another until we get all the ones inducted or announce all the people that have been chosen by the Hall of Fame committee. But first of all, let's talk about some of the matches going on tonight. I'm going to read down the list, and then Paragon, well, I'll ask you about a few of them. Probably we won't talk everyone in detail, but we can at least get a good idea of your opinion on some of these matches. The main event, of course, the Immortal Griffith defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Claymore. These two are nemesis, I would say, nemesis of each other. They've battled for the world title many times before, but never on the biggest stage of them all. The Immortal Griffith and Claymore continue their feud, their rivalry tonight in the main event of Immortal 9. Mithras will defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Necessary Evil's blonde bombshell Starlight. Eva will be challenging for a couple of championships tonight. The Mysterious Eva will be challenging Chris Cage for the National Championship, and also challenging Tigress for the Estrogen Championship. Of course, Chris Cage looking to become the longest reigning national champion. He has to get past Eva to set that record. Maeve will defend the Midnight Hobo Championship against Simply the Best. The Hawkster to defend the FUBAR City Championship against Blake Effin Bradley. The Immortal Griffith to defend the Triple Crown Championship against two fellow RAWF Hall of Famers in the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, and Uncle Frank. Multimedia Championship will be on the line. Kane the Governor takes on your brother, Killa Neptune, Paragon. Killa also challenging Mithras for the Powerball Championship. Mithras will be defending the White Lightning Championship in a triple threat high-voltage steel cage match against a man he knows very well in these types of matches, the unsettled Chris Cage. What? The wildie, the wild card, if you will, is a Wildfire. Killer Neptune will defend the Champion's Choice Championship against Judgment. We have a Hatfield and McCoy Battle Royal. 10 of RAWF's top superstars battle it out to see who is the ultimate Hatfield and McCoy champion. The Immortal Griffith will defend the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship against Joe Boo. Swords and Scimitars defend the Tag Team titles against the Avenging Clowns. Woo! Right there already, Paragon. We've got the best show ever on all these title matches. Any matches you'd like to make a quick comment about?
I mean, I think that I would be remiss if I didn't go right into the biggest match of the night, our main event, the Immortal Griffith versus the Good Man Claymore. This match I am invested in so many ways. As an RAWF fan, you know that the Immortal main event, the biggest match of the year, it's always going to be something spectacular. And you take two competitors like the Immortal Griffith, Claymore, the Good Man, two people that I may or may not know a little bit about, seeing as how my opponents at Immortal 8, the main event, the Immortal Griffith, the Say Your Prayers match with Claymore the Good Man, two men I am very familiar with, both inside of the ring and outside. It's a match that I think that everybody is going to really want to see, because we've got arguably the most decorated, the greatest superstar in RAWF history, and the man that is stirring the pot more than anybody else in recent memory. We've got ourselves one hell of a showdown.
Indeed. Let's talk about a couple of new names that, you know, weren't at Immortal last year, but it have since been making names of themselves here in RAWF. Let's talk about Eva, first of all. She's taking on your nemesis tonight for the national championship in the Unsettled Chris Cage. Your thoughts on that match?
This is not the situation that Chris Cage wants to find himself in. He's got himself one day away from setting that historic national championship reign, something that you know is going to be pressing on his mind. It's something that's going to be weighing heavily in this match. But he's got all of these distractions. This guy named Paragon of Greatness, he's really on his mind. This brutal match that is going to be going on the card before the national championship. And to a degree, we've seen there's this friendship that he seemed to have formed to a degree with Eva, and I think that combined with all of these other things is going to have him in a much more difficult situation. This Eva character, she has been very impressive lately, a rookie that has really made a name for herself. This could be the night for Eva to make her name. Chris Cage, national championship reign, is in extreme danger of being plucked by the vulture.
And she's also challenging Tigress for the Estrogen Championship. Tigress, no slouch herself. So she's facing two very grizzled RAWF veterans here in the greatest show of them all. It would definitely be a statement if she can beat both, if not even just one, of those two highly decorated competitors. Let's talk about Blake Bradley, who, you know, he's only been RAWF a couple months, but he's already making a lot of noise, and he has a chance to win the FUBAR City Championship from the Hawkster tonight. Your thoughts on Blake Bradley?
I mean, Blake, and let's say it here, Blake effing Bradley, he has earned that emphasis because the man is making a mark. He's making noise. He is making people notice. And he's going up against somebody that's a little bit more established. The Hawkster has always been a very brutal competitor, somebody that very much lends himself to this kind of match. It's a situation of momentum versus experience. In my humble opinion, I think that right now Blake Bradley is one of the hottest prospects in RAWF. He's on fire. He's burning a streak through the competition. I think that Hawkster's got his work cut out for him.
But the man of the hour, really, with the most to gain and lose tonight, is Mithras the Title Machine. He's defending four championships, plus going to be in a brutal Iron Man match against the Teflon Sheik. How do you feel Mithras is going to fare tonight overall?
They don't call him a machine for nothing, L.A. Mithras can get it done when it's crunch time. And he can certainly get crunches done as well. I'm sure that everybody's noticed the abs on the old threshing machine, as our favorite Irish lass might call him. We've got four separate matches. Was it 14, 15 opponents, something like that?
14 opponents he has in total tonight.
14 opponents tonight. And I got to say, if there's anybody that's got the endurance, anybody that's got the skill and the know-how to get something like this done, it's Mithras the Title Machine. Teflon Sheik, always going to be a pain in your side, but I think that Mithras has had the focus of the necessary evil on his mind for a while. I think that he's oftentimes thought of as a very physical wrestler, but you don't consider the mental aspects of the game of Mithras the Title Machine. He does his homework. He knows what he's going to do. It's a big night, but I think that Mithras, and mark my words on this, it's a bold prediction. I'm going to say Mithras comes out on top in every one of those matches.
Including the Battle Royal.
Including the Battle Royal.
Wow. Wow. If Paragon was a betting man, Mithras, and I know you're listening, he's saying you're going to a clean sweep at Immortal. And if you do that, it would definitely you're already an RAWF legend, Mithras, but if you pull that off, that's going to be an incredible evening. All right, some of the other matches at Immortal. We've got the electric chair match between Mark Caliber and Aaron McFadden. We've got the Cut Your Heart Out match, Paragon, you versus the unsettled Chris Cage, looking to settle this once and for all, hopefully tonight. Fubar City Street Fights, a couple of them. Beast versus Basic Jan, Jobu versus Deez. We have the Iron Man match, Mithras versus Teflon Sheik, a steel cage match, Starshot versus Scythe. We have a hot rod match between DW and Strangleheart, plus various other matchups. The full card, of course, is on the Immortal 9 scene in RAWF. So it's going to be a massive night, Paragon. Real quick, one last question for you about these matches. Killer Neptune, of course, in three very difficult matches, challenging Kane for the multimedia, challenging Mithras for the Powerball, and then, of course, the deck stacked against him in the Champions Choice Championship. Your thoughts on Killer's night and how he's going to fare?
I think that Killer Neptune's hopes of walking out of Immortal as Killer four belts are going to be dashed pretty early on. It's going to be a hell of an opportunity for him to really establish that he's more than just the gimmick or the runt of the Brotherhood. But this is a really stacked card for him. I think that his matchup with Judgment, you may be asking the Icon, and he'll tell you a little bit different. But I think that the cards may be a little bit stacked for Judgment. And yes, pun intended, the cards being stacked for him here in Las Vegas. But we've got ourselves a match with the title machine, Mithras. I think that I've already made my opinions clear on that match. Kill a very slippery opponent, but I think that Mithras is going to get a hold of him, and there's not much running away once the title machine has his grasp on you. The only match that I think is Killa's big opportunity tonight, and that's the match that I'm going to be really watching, is the multimedia championship. I think Kane the Governor, an incredibly talented performer, somebody that's been consistent throughout for a while now, Killer Neptune, the challenger coming in. I think that this is a 60-40, 55-45 situation. Killer Neptune, a Hall of Famer, gunning for that championship. Kane, perhaps one of the most consistent players for a while. I think that if you're going to try to bet on an underdog, if you're going to try to win big on betting against the spread, you go Killer Neptune in the multimedia championship match.
All right. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you how you feel about the Immortal Griffiths chances tonight in the world title match and the Ultimate Gauntlet title match as well.
Well, to focus first on the Ultimate Gauntlet championship match, I think that this championship is a very strange situation because it's so difficult to earn a title match for the Ultimate Gauntlet. You have to win five consecutive matches. You're always at a disadvantage in every single one of those five matches going in. It's an uphill climb every time. To earn that championship not only means that you had to have gone through the gauntlet, it means you had to have beaten the champion. That is a ride of momentum that is almost impossible to get in this sport. Right now, Jobu is riding that wave of momentum, but the thing is, being the champion, you do not have to defend the championship that often, because once you've won the title, you are no longer part of the gauntlet until somebody completes that gauntlet. So Griffith will be going in cold as far as the gauntlet is concerned. Jobu is riding a huge amount of momentum, a huge wave of wins. He's going to be trying extra hard. You know that Griffith has a lot more important matches going on later tonight. I think that Jobu's going to have a crack at him. We saw that Triple Crown Championship match at Unyielding. Jobu within a hair of being able to beat the Immortal Griffith. It'll be really interesting. But at the end of the day, the Immortal Griffith is the Immortal Griffith for a reason, and I predict that he retains.
What about that Triple Crown title match tonight? You got the Immortal Griffith going up against Uncle Frank and the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, three Hall of Famers. I mean, you know, obviously you know Frank very, very well, but you also know Griffith very well and Cougs. Who do you think walks out as Triple Crown champion tonight?
Now, this one may be the hottest take that I have on the entire night, because I was looking at this match when I was going over my notes for the pay-per-view, and I've got to say, three Hall of Famers, three top-tier talent, one huge matchup, two people very familiar with main eventing, Immortal, but I think that our other competitor, Cougar, is going to be able to walk past the situation. She's going to keep her head on straight. She's going to be able to focus on this match, and she's going to walk out the Triple Crown champion, having taken both Killa Neptune and the Immortal Griffith out of the picture.
Wow. Well, that is a bold prediction. And what about the main event? Who do you predict will walk away as the World Heavyweight Champion when the smoke clears here tonight at Immortal?
Putting personal biases aside, I would love to see the Immortal Griffith win this match. But it's more than just wanting to see the Immortal Griffith win this match. I believe the Immortal Griffith is going to win this match. I've seen the things that he does when motivated. I've seen the things that he does when that world championship is on the line. And I have seen Claymore oftentimes get to the peak of the mountain and fall just short. This is a feud we've seen in the past. Claymore, I believe, won his world championship from the Immortal Griffith. I think that this could go Claymore's way, but it's very unlikely because the Immortal Griffith, I'm sure that, as he'll tell you, this is, quote, his pay-per-view, and he's going to make sure that everybody knows it.
All right. Well, that is the lineup. You heard Paragon's in-depth analysis on the situations tonight. Maybe we'll talk more about some of those other matches later in the program, but let's get to one of the big reasons people are listening right now, and one of the things I've been looking forward to for weeks. Let's introduce our first member of this year's RAWF Hall of Fame class. And actually, members would be more accurate, because this team first made news at Graveyard Smash in 2017 when they captured the tag team titles for the first time from Apex and went on to hold them for over 180 days. They lost them briefly to Slashy and the Mighty Vuvuzela at Immortal 5, but regained them 1 month later, then proceeded to go on and hold them for another 224 days. They would win the titles again at Black Friday 2019 and compile a three-reign total of 438 days. Ladies and gentlemen, the first members of the 2022 class of the RAWF Hall of Fame, the tag team known as Dungeons and Dragons. Paragon, your thoughts?
So, you gotta catch me off guard there. Are you gonna do that, LA? So put my thoughts onto this particular matter. I think that you'd have to visit perhaps the RAWF Hall of Fame last year. I think that the induction of Apex, when that had happened, probably would have noted that myself was one of the foremost crusaders for taking tag team wrestling to the next level in RAWF to try to include it within the Hall of Fame. And I think that that's where you would start with the story of Dungeons and Dragons. It's not just brothers trying to compete in a tag team division. It's a tag team trying to establish respect and value for tag team wrestling. It means a great deal to us to be a part of a division that has evolved so much over the years and become the most hotly contested tag team division in all of Unstoppable. The the tradition of tag team wrestling in this sport is something that has always meant a lot to our family. It's always been something that's been at the foremost of our thoughts. The greatest matches in a lot of our opinions have always involved a number of people, and I think that a lot of times tag team wrestling gets overlooked for the singles wrestling, and to be a part of this early lineage of the RAWF Hall of Fame as a tag team and to be able to still to this day go out there and represent this division is something that we're always going to be very grateful for, and I think that RAWF has done everything that it can to facilitate that respect for the tag team wrestling that is what we've always really wanted for this company, for this division, and it's the utmost honor.
All right. Well, save some of that for the induction ceremony next month, Paragon. You and Knox Boogie will both become two-time members of the RAWF Hall of Fame, getting a second ring as tagged as the great tag team that you two have been over the years in Dungeons and Dragons. Congratulations, sir. And you've got an induction to get ready for, another one. So I noticed. All right, folks. As I stated, in about 34 minutes' time, I will hit the button on the Xanther, the Platinum Drag Memorial Tournament, but also we will have the Immortal Halftime Show here, live presented by Mr. RAWF Judgment, who I believe has just walked in the door. Let me take a look. Let's bring him on here, because I need to make sure that everything's set and I don't have to worry about it. Let's bring on.
Every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. RAWF is here. Judgment, good evening, sir.
Hey. What are you doing, Romney? Congratulations, peace to the OGDG.
Thank you very much, Judge. And thank you for stepping on in here, because I got myself caught off guard, and I need a moment.
You were doing good. I had to go and take care of some stuff, and I hit the jackpot big time down at Caesars, and reason I went all the way down to Caesars is because I thought I saw vacant taco truck. I was gonna go get him. I was running to get him. I was like, "There's vacant. Let me go get him." And turned to find out it wasn't a vacant taco truck. It was a different taco truck. So much for that.
Well, I don't know where El Vacant is at this moment, and it's disappointing. The taco truck not being here at Immortal is kind of soon. But let's talk about the halftime show. Is everything prepared? You got everything ready? My band is here, Imagine Dragons, right?
Yep, the band is here. This is, and the halftime show, I can let you officially know now, the halftime show, Amadeus, I went and I decided to myself, I said, what am I going to call this halftime show? This halftime show, Amadeus, is in honor of you, sir.
In honor of me.
In honor of you, yes.
Wow, I'm touched, Judge. You didn't have to do that. That's
in your honor. This is for you, by us, for you, by me, from you. Here you go.
All right, well, Judge, I look forward to it. So, extremely excited. Now you got me. Now you got me really. I'm really fired up now. It's telling Paragon that he's getting in, he and Knox are getting into the Hall of Fame as the tag team was great. Yeah. But now I'm really excited. All right. Awesome. And of course, we still have more Hall of Fame inductees to name here later in the program. So with that being said,
I like this time of the year. This is the best time every year.
I agree. Let's take some time to go over some immortal history if we can. This is the 9th immortal pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen. Whew. It's actually technically 1, 2, 3, 4. No, it is Immortal 9. Yep, it isn't.
Yeah.
So let's go. We go way back to April 13th of 2014. It was the very first immortal, ladies and gentlemen. CenturyLink Field in Seattle. The main event was for the World Heavyweight Championship. Haruki defended against Mithras, the title machine. Mithras won the world title that night for the first time. Then, of course, Judge, you were front and center in that night. A scaffold match for the men's championship against Spicy Mick Haggis, a match that you won. And then for the Platinum Dragon Championship, Shifty successfully defended that against me that night. So those are the highlights from the very first Immortal. Man, that seems like a lifetime ago. Immortal 2 was on May 3rd of 2015. It was Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. The main event was King Outlaw versus Tank Girl for the World Heavyweight Championship. The second annual Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament started that night. Hollywood Brutal took on the Immortal Griffith for a world number one contendership match. Griffith won that match that night. White Lightning, rest in peace, my friend, but he was the men's champion that night. He successfully defended that against Drifty. And, you know, it was a huge night at Immortal. So, again, it seems like so long ago, but Immortal 3 came to us from the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia. The Immortal Griffith defended the World Heavyweight Championship against Godfather Turner. Michaela Doom defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against Godric Mandevil. Judge, you challenged Griffith to the men's championship. He successfully defended that against you that night. And the Cougar challenged Lady Catherine for the Estrogen Championship. You also faced Spicy again that night in a Thunderdome match, which Spicy won, unfortunately, for you that evening. And the Cougar defended the FUBAR City Championship against another RAWF Hall of Famer in Redneck Avenger. The Powerball Championship was competed for the first time in a fatal four-way that night between Davila, Money Sue, Shadow Press, and the Paragon of Greatness. National Championship was Morgan White and Walker versus Money Sue. Apex defended their tag team championships in a fatal four-way successfully against the Hardcore Hit Squad, the Renegades, and the Forte of Fortune. It was a wild night at Immortal 3. Immortal 4 was at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum on April 23rd in 2017. The main event, Michaela Doom successfully defended her World Heavyweight Championship against Mordred Nightwalker. One of the very many classic matches between the Immortal Griffith and the Paragon of Greatness for the Platinum Dragon Championship happened that evening. Griffith retained the championship. Hollywood Brutal challenged John the Revelator for the national championship and won it that evening. The Immortal Griffith took on Mithras in defense of his men's championship that night. And so it was another extremely awesome evening of RAWF wrestling at Immortal 4. Immortal 5 came to us from Miami, Florida, April 29th, the Hard Rock Stadium in 2018. The Paragon of Greatness successfully defended the World Heavyweight Championship against Johnny Platinum that night. Knox Boogie and Uncle Frank battled it out for the Platinum Dragon Championship. The Immortal Griffith took on Pebs, one of your favorites of all time, Judge, for the men's championship. Mm-hmm. And Lexi Destiny, Davila won the Estrogen Championship against Lexi Destiny that night, but was unable to defeat the Immortal Griffith for the FUBAR City Championship. And so it was another awesome night. Let's go to now Immortal Six, which came to us from a State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, April 21st of 2019. The main event was Paragon of Greatness versus Uncle Frank for the World Heavyweight Championship. That was one of the greatest matches in RAWF history. We also had the Immortal Griffith defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Great Red Dragon. Blaze McCoy defended the National Championship against a Pennywise. And as Paragon of Greatness also took on Uncle Frank for the Men's Championship. They battled it out twice that evening. Davila took on Raven in a battle for the Estrogen Championship. And Uncle Frank, in the middle of his record Fubar City Championship reign, successfully defended, I guess, Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon. It was an incredible night. And then, of course, 2020, the New Orleans Superdome on April 26th, the first ever triple threat match for the World Heavyweight Championship and the Platinum Dragon Championship. It was Mithras, the Title Machine, successfully defeating the Immortal Griffith and the Paragon of Greatness to walk away with both championships at the end of the night. Lady Vex defended the National Championship against Nightcrawler. Deez, Fubar City Champion, defended that against John Taylor. Uncle Frank took on Beast for the in defense of his Midnight Hobo Championship, but I believe Beast won that. Hotness took on the Tootsie Rollers for the Tag Team Championship. Men's Championship, and this is not their tonight is not their first time they fought at Immortal for a championship. Immortal Griffith defended the Men's Championship against Claymore, who knew that 2 years later they would both face it off in the main event. All right, so that was Immortal, and then of course last year's Immortal, Immortal 8 came to us live from Soldier Field in Chicago. It was the Immortal Griffith defending the World Heavyweight Championship against the Paragon of Greatness successfully. Mithras defeated the Deez to win the Platinum Dragon Championship. Luke Cage took on Hotshot Taz in a national title match that Luke Cage retained. Feral Beast defended the Tag Team Championship against Hotness. I do believe Hotness won the titles that night. And it was another incredible night. I mean, Immortal is always incredible. Judgment, and tonight is going, I have a feeling it's going to be no different. Your thoughts, sir, your last minute thoughts on what you see happening tonight at Immortal.
It's going to be interesting. There's going to be a lot of title changes tonight. I can tell the titles are going to be changing hands. We're going to have new champions come next week. Some people are going to keep their titles, but I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to predict it's going to be a lot of titles changing tonight. I'm going to disagree. I heard Paragon say a lot of certain people is going to keep titles. I disagree with that. I feel like there's going to be certain other people that are going to come into that want it more than what these other people want it. And so I feel like they're going to be taking the titles away from people tonight. People are going to lose titles that don't want to lose titles because you're not going to be focused. You're going to be focusing on other things. We got, you know. It's gonna be hard for some people to actually keep a title because they ain't gonna be able to focus. It's not gonna be there, and these other youngers, they're gonna slip up and they're gonna take us. They're gonna take titles away from us because us veterans, we're gonna have to really start being on our toes against these young ones. You got all these other young ones coming to the play. I mean, whoever would have thought Blake effing Bradley would be ranked number one right now. Ben, there you go.
All right. Well, Judge, since you're here, we're going to go ahead and announce the second member of the 2022 class of the RAWF Hall of Fame. Our next inductee over the course of his career has held the Supreme Fighter Championship twice, the Hormonal Championship, the Triple Crown Championship. He is a three-time FUBAR City Champion. He's held the Men's Championship. He's a two-time Tag Team Champion. He's also a champion's former Champion's Choice and Platinum Dragon Champion. He also holds the distinction of costing me and RAWF thousands upon thousands of dollars paying for the immense amount of beer he drinks in and out of the ring. Ladies and gentlemen, the next member of the 22 Hall of Fame class is Deez. Deez.
Wow.
That's right. Deez is going into the Hall of Fame this year. Well earned, I believe. What are your thoughts, Judge?
That's shock. I mean, okay, yeah. Deez is deserving. He does what he does. And like you said, all the titles he's had, and then as much beer as he's cost us, how much money he's cost RAWF. Hell, I don't think I've spent that much before.
Well, but not congratulations. In beer, anyways.
Congratulations, Deez. Well deserved. Well, you know, now you're an elite member with us.
Yes, he is. He will be inducted next. He will be inducted at Radiversary, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, will come to us from Cleveland, Ohio, FUBAR City. Radiversary.
FUBAR City.
FUBAR City, Cleveland, a.k.a. Cleveland, Ohio, on May 29th. It is going to be an incredible evening. The Hall of Fame inductions will take place at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the matches themselves will come from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse there in Cleveland. So,
I got a problem.
What's that? What's the problem?
I'm banned from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, because of all that Jimi Hendrix mess up, you know, who his guitar had a little string break or something. I don't know.
That's not my problem.
Well, I don't know what I do. I'll get. Which Paragon? I need a mask. Okay, Paragon, I'll get one of your masks. I'll get with you this weekend. Okay, let's go. Okay, yeah, it's taken care of now. Go ahead.
Yeah, you are banned from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is a problem. I forgot about that. But, all right. So far we've got Dungeons and Dragons and Deez. More to come later here in the program as this show rolls along. We've got 18 minutes till your halftime show and till I hit the button on the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. So let's talk to the man that tonight faces a record amount of opponents at Immortal, taking on a total of 14 people. Granted, 9 of them are in a battle royal, 2 of them are in a triple threat, but, you know, if we've ever wondered whether Mithras' endurances could be tested, tonight will be the night. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Oh, shit.
Title Machine is here. Mithras, did I catch you unaware? I didn't realize. I didn't realize you didn't want to be on. Are you there?
Actually, he's not. This is his production crew. Apparently, he's stuck in a line Echo Bell drive-through, so he should be done in about 15 minutes. I wish I was kidding. Loves Taco Bell. So,
all right.
What we'll do is we'll push the one button when I get him back in the office, the big fat ass. I don't know what his problem is. But you know, he needs his carbs for tonight.
All right. We'll get back with him later in the show then. Thank you, Mr. Production Assistant, whatever your name is.
You're You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. So we will be talking with Mr. Stidham.
You know, he's going to eat Taco Bell facing 14. Oh, yeah, I'm glad I'm not one of the 14 people, because that's going to be some Taco Bell.
That would be that is an interesting weapon.
Maybe that's
his
secret.
That's
what he's going to win tonight. He's Taco Bell, yeah.
Oh, you could be right, Judge. You could be right about that.
I think so. He's probably got this on in his limousine. If he does, Memphis, if you're listening to this, if you got it on in your limousine whatever you're riding in, get the chicken, not the beef.
All right. Advice from Mr. RAWF, ladies and gentlemen. So, with that being said, we got a few more. I tell you what, Judge. We've got. Is the halftime show ready? Are they ready to go at any moment?
They are ready. They are ready. They are ready to rock and roll this place out today.
All right.
They're ready.
So
yep.
We'll get to them in just a few minutes. But, you know, during that time, I will be starting the Xanther to Platinum Drag Memorial Tournament, ladies and gentlemen. You have about 14 minutes left to get into that tournament right now.
In fact, I'm going to go down and make sure they're ready. I'll be down there. I'll be back.
That's a good idea, Judge. I like that idea. Extremely great idea. All right. With that being said, and thanks to everyone that continues to share the scene for the Xanther the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, including Cy, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Last minute, we're trying to get in there, get as many people in as we can at the last minute, and I thank everyone who's helping us do that. And let's see, I want to see if the numbers have gone up real quick, just in case. We're still at 114, but that's all right. That's still a pretty good class. That's still a pretty good haul, I think. And of course, for those of you who may not know the prizes, for the winner of the Xanther the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament will win 150 million coins, 10,000 wrestler bucks, an entrance video, a promo pick, and a company. The runner-up will get 60 million coins, 2,000 wrestler bucks, a promo pick, and a company. The two semifinalists will each walk away with 25 million coins, 1,000 wrestler bucks, and the four quarterfinalists will each walk away with 10 million coins and 500 wrestler bucks, a total payout of 300 million coins, 16,000 wrestler bucks. You have about 12 minutes, if you're listening, if you're in earshot or you're seeing the stuff on the scene, to get into this tournament. It is definitely going to be a happening, as it always is every year here in RAWF. So while Judgment is getting his people ready, I'm going to bring on another Hall of Famer. She, tonight, will participate in the Hatfield-McCoy Battle Wall as well as compete for the Triple Crown Championship. Please welcome.
Oh, my God! What is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, RAWF Hall of Famer, tonight in two big title matches, but it's going to be tough, that Battle Royal, Cougs. Are you ready? Are you prepared for both your matchups tonight?
Heck no. I want to know how Mithras can be eating Taco Bell when I want to vomit.
Got some butterflies tonight, do you, Coogs? You're that nervous about what's going to be happening?
Well, I've got some stuff sitting in my chest, that's for sure.
And I see you went out and dyed the hair last night. I went from the red head that we're used to the dark brunette, and I know what that means. That means you're ready to be extremely serious tonight. This is important to you, these two matchups, are they not?
Definitely one for sure. The other one I wouldn't mind. That'd be like icing on the cake, or what is it, actually being able to eat the cake once you get it. But the other one's the actual cake, and that's the one I'm really focused on.
And, of course, that I'm assuming that's the Triple Crown Championship match tonight against Uncle Frank and, of course, the champion, the immortal Griffith. And, you know, history shows that Griffith is a very hard person to wrest a title from at Immortal. And then if you throw in the Monster of the Hills into the mix, it's not going to be an easy task for you, Coogs, but I'm sure you've got something up your sleeve.
When have I ever had anything up my sleeve? Gosh.
Well, this is one time we got into this game. Never mind. But at any rate, that's ancient history. Anyways, but you're right. I know you. I know you've got you've got something planned, and I'm assuming you're ready. Why?
You know what assuming does.
I know, and you know what curiosity does. So what's the point?
Stop killing me, man.
So, you quickly, since you are an RAWF Hall of Famer, your thoughts on the first two people we've announced tonight, or the first three, I should say, Dungeons and Dragons and D's.
Dungeons and Dragons is about dang time. I think they should have been in there. They are a heck of a tag team. D's, believe it or not, I thought he was already in there.
Well, you know, he certainly done more than enough to earn the honor, no doubt about it. So he's going in.
If I'd have paid closer attention, I could have nominated him for the guy that shoots the beer the farthest from the ring.
he makes the Hall of Fame just in beer consumption alone, no doubt about that. But, Coog, since you are here, since I've had a different person with me every time we've announced a person for the Hall of Fame, would you like to be with me while I announce the third member of this year's class of Hall of Fame?
Sure.
All right.
I'm not going to vomit, am I?
I don't know. I don't think so. But, you know, just in case, here's a trash can, just in case.
Thank you very much.
All right. Our next inductee is known for his lust of blood and carnage. He has a three-time White Lightning champion. He is an anything goes champion, two-time Triple Crown champion, and currently the reigning and possibly longest reigning national champion in RAWF history. El Vacant likes to refer to him as the most aptly named man in all of RAWF, and I, for one, cannot disagree with that statement. Ladies and gentlemen, the third member of the class of 2022 RAWF Hall of Fame is the unsettled Chris Cage. So congratulations, Chris. And your thoughts, Coogs, on the unsettled Chris Cage getting into the Hall of Fame?
Definitely. Definitely a good choice by the committee. And as far as being the most aptly named wrestler, not only in RAWF, but in the wrestling world.
Yeah, the King, no
party.
Doubt
is he
about
still
it.
Going with King thing?
Is he what? I think so.
Right, we got to fix that. We got to fix that because, we got to fix that.
But Chris Cage joins D's and Dungeons and Dragons, and we still have more to announce here in the second hour of the program. But First up, Judge. Judge. Can someone see you?
Okay, get everyone. Yes.
Is everything ready?
I gotta get the mic on. Yes, I have the mic on. Congratulations, Cage. I told you a year ago I wanted to see you, and you did it. And great kiss, Cage. Congratulations. Well deserved. Okay.
All right. So, Judge, we're just about 5 minutes away from the start of the halftime and the start of the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. You say this halftime show is in honor of me?
In honor of you. How you doing? How you doing, Coos? Nice to see you this evening.
Judgment.
Your hair looks so lovely. Just beautiful hair. Yes, put the spotlight on me. Get spotlight. Okay, spotlight.
All right. We got about 4 minutes left to go. So with that being said, Cougs, good luck to you in your matches tonight. Any final thoughts on your opponents or for your opponents tonight?
I am going to attempt to climb these two mountains. And I'm going to be taking this trash can with me, if you don't mind.
All right. Sounds good.
Why should I get a trash
can? All right, Judge. All right. I'm ready, buddy. Whenever are you ready? Is everything prepared?
I'm ready. Let me get my, I get my position. Be right back.
All right. All right.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the Immortal Nine Halftime Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, live, this is the Immortal Halftime Show presented by Mr. R.A.W.F.
I'm a dick.
Mi sa de. It like coming and me wanna go. Work all night on a drink of rum. Start from now until the morning come. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Jealous of my jealous.
I like the guys that are sweet. By that I mean sugar daddy.
Any here tonight, boys?
This one's got cash to the sky. And I'm gonna get it when he dies.
You don't need tricks when you're young. But when you're like me, you need some.
One or two.
Jalou, Juma, Julie, Jalou, Juma, Julie, Daddy.
dogs they are. And if they try to bite me, tie them up in the yard. I don't take no shit, I don't play no games. No Monopoly board, I want whips and chains. Like, do it just like that. Move it just like that. Walk on his back like my name, Click Clack.
I mean, that was great. I'm not. That was very creative.
Oh,
what? But what happened to Imagine Dragons? I thought you thought you said Imagine Dragons.
I got the Imagine Dragons. Did you not see Dick Van Dyke? Imagine Dragon. No. Imagine Dick Van Dyke. Dragon.
No. No, that's not Imagine Dragons.
But what's
what
he
happened
dragging?
To
What about
did you think
what
I said Imagine Drag? Did you think I said Imagine Drag Queens during the Jealous of Jelly? So, is that what you thought I said?
You're jealous of my Judy? Judy, yes. You didn't like it going. You might just.
No, it was great. Actually, it was very creative. It was exciting. I just want, you know, I kind of had Imagine Dragons.
Oh, wait. The Imagine Dragons, ladies and gentlemen.
Right? What about them?
The Magic Dragons.
What?
Dilly-dee, dilly-doo, where they at? Come on, two. Come on now, take two.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Sit the box, sit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleed.
That is the absolute best halftime show you have ever put together, my friend. Absolute best.
The best.
Woo! Wow.
Judge.
That was awesome, Judge. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That was the Immortal 9 halftime show, ladies and gentlemen, presented to you by Mr. RAWF Judgment. Judge, take a bow.
Bowing.
All right. Wow, it has been an incredible night thus far, ladies and gentlemen. Already three members being inducted into, announced for induction into the RAW Hall of Fame, Dungeons & Dragons, D's, and the Unsettled Chris Cage. There is more, however. Stay tuned. But first, let's bring him back on. Let's see if he's back from Taco Bell yet. Mithras, are you there, sir? Mithras?
He's Mithras? Eating.
He might still be eating. All right, that's fine. That's fine. We'll get back to him in just a bit. We'll get back to Mithras. I'm sure he'll be around in just a bit. But let's bring on our reigning Midnight Hobo champion, shall we?
Yes.
She is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only. Midnight Hobo champion tonight. She defends against STB, simply the best. She is the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Maeve, good evening to ya.
Good evening, boss man. Good evening, judgment.
Good evening.
So, have
you haven't
been
brought me any more gifts, have you?
No. I did not bring you a gift tonight for you guys. I apologize. I can get you something though if
no,
you like.
No. That's quite all right. I'm good.
Well, wait. You know, actually,
I
do have you something. I have got these boxes of Harry's chocolates. These are the best
chocolates
ever. Boxes of chocolate
pockets, if that's what you've got for me, Judge.
These are just boxes of the finest truffles in the world. They come from Caesars. They're $999 a box. Courtesy of REWF. Here you go.
I feel like this is a trap.
No, I'm a day's bottom.
Does he know that?
Well, I guess he does.
I do now, but I'm okay with it. It's fine. At least I believe he paid for them. He did it legally.
Yeah,
so we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I've just had enough of gifts that haven't the authorities come and ask me questions. So
I know.
I'm slightly hesitant.
Right.
How are you?
So Maeve, I'm excited. Can't you? I mean, this has been an incredible night thus far, and you know, it's you with two big matches tonight. You of course are also in the Hatfield and McCoy Battle Royal. And you could make history by winning it, becoming the first ever three-time Hatfield and McCoy championship. Although, how much of a incentive is that for you tonight? Considering who all is in that battle royal, you've kind of been playing it off. But certainly, somewhere in the back of your head, you're excited for the opportunity.
I mean, I'm always excited for more gold, and especially if it can be record-setting gold in the process. So, yeah, I'd love to win, but, I mean, especially finding out that apparently Threshing Machine is still out there eating Taco Bell, I don't think that bodes well for the rest of us.
Yeah, I agree with her on that. That's going to be bad.
We may have learned the secret to Mithras' title machine, but...
I didn't think that's what that meant, Coogs lost. I thought it was something about, like, steroids or something. I'd much rather he were out there with steroids, if I'm honest. Like, I suppose we'll see what happens.
And then, of course, the Midnight
maybe
Hobo Championship.
Maybe I need to borrow a mask from Mork Horkler, too.
Phew.
Just to be safe.
Maybe. Maybe. But, Maeve, you right now have held that title for, I mean, a total for over almost a year and a half, minus 1 week.
Let's not talk about that week.
For 99.9% of the last year and a half, you have been Midnight Hobo Champion. You and that belt have been joined together at the hip. Many great challengers have come your way, and you've turned back each and every one of them, including the Paragon of Greatness, among others. But tonight it's STB, former World Heavyweight Champion. He's kind of the first person that's ever really made a bit of noise, an argument for winning that Midnight Hobo Champion. It seems like he's the first one to come in with a definite grudge against you into a Midnight Hobo title defense. Do you think this plays any differently than any other match you've had because of that?
I mean, imagine holding a grudge against me of all people. I'm innocent. I've done nothing. It's nice that he wants it. It's nice to have folks paying attention to what I'm doing. Not that I would say that most of the other folks who come up against me didn't want it. But the good thing about STB wanting it more is that it's going to hurt him more when he don't get it. And I think that's what he deserves after the attitude he's been copping at me over the last few weeks. But if he's real nice and he asks politely after the match, I might let him touch the belt. Maybe. Possibly. Hypothetically.
Well, I mean, you've had that title for so long. It's the only person to hold it any longer than you have, of course, is the Threshing Machine.
Is the one at Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's the one at Taco Bell.
Apparently, that's the secret. I should have been eating Taco Bell this whole time, and I would have had an easier time holding on to my belt.
Well, like I say, chicken, never the beef.
I don't think I want to know why that is, so I'm not going to ask. Please don't tell me.
Well, I'll tell you. I just said chicken is the best.
They have potato tacos, though, so I'm always a big fan of that.
Yeah,
so, Maeve, any final thoughts on either your matches? Anything you'd want to say to any of your opponents?
I mean, it's been a while since I wore maybe two belts, and I wouldn't say no to that again. But it's immortal. It's the biggest show of the year. It's the spectacle in our sport. And I'm feeling generous tonight. So to everyone that is lucky enough to step into the ring with me, I would like to say best wishes, and I'm sorry in advance for what I'm going to have to do to you.
That's it. She's rocking it.
She is rocking it. Well, Maeve, good luck to you tonight in both your matches. And we'll see what happens when the smoke is all cleared here at Allegiant Stadium. All right. So, good luck, Maeve.
Thank you, Boss Bud. Good night. Good night, Judgy.
Good night.
And so, Judge, I think it's time to announce our next inductee into this year's class of the Hall of Fame. What do you think?
I think so.
All right. Well, this inductee has been quite the dominant force ever since her arrival in RAWF. She is a two-time Hatfield and McCoy champion, as well as a two-time Midnight Hobo champion, and a title she has held for the last year and a half. Ladies and gentlemen, Maeve O'Hare joins us in the Class of 2022 Hall of Fame. Maeve, did you get very far?
What?
Congratulations.
Maeve, you okay? Maeve?
I think you caught her off guard there, boss.
That ain't funny, boss man.
It wasn't meant to be funny. It's not a joke. You are actually going to be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame next month at Radiversary, along with Dungeons and Dragons D's, and the Unsettled Chris Cage. Congratulations.
Yeah, you still want Taco Bell?
For the first time in my career, I think I'm speechless.
Well, Maeve, it's well deserved. You have been a huge part of RAWF ever since your arrival. And then, you know, what you've done with that Midnight Hobo Championship has been incredible, and I see big things for you in the future as well. But, yeah, the Hall of Fame committee decided you were definitely worthy of this honor. So congratulations, and be ready to be inducted in just a month's time.
I've got a lot of planning to do. Thank you, boss man.
You're welcome, man.
Congratulations.
All right, folks. And no, we are not quite done. We have more to the Hall of Fame class here later
more.
In the program. Yes, we
wow.
have more. It's going
to
be a big
class.
Is it
going to be a two-night extravaganza, or is it a one-client?
It's going to be I imagine it'll probably be a two-night extravaganza. It usually is at Radiversary. All right, let's check in now and see if the title machine's done eating his eating his chalupas.
Chalupas.
Mithras, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Yes. Mithras, are you
there? I'm here.
How was your Taco Bell, sir?
Well, I had to interrupt it to figure out the friggin' Bluetooth on this friggin' car, but it was delicious, actually. Thank you. It's always and I have to admit, get Baja Blast. It's blue. It's crisp. It's refreshing, and it's blue.
Blue.
It's blue. All and
right.
It's awesome.
So
yeah, what's up?
Well, Mithras, I mean, a record number of opponents for you tonight at Immortal. You have been a immortal stalwart since day one. And tonight you kind of just – it's the most opponents you've ever faced at Immortal. And we're talking a total of 14. So which match of these mini matches do you look forward to most?
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
I am looking most forward to the beatdown on Teflon Sheik.
Well, that's I think most of us would like to see you beat down the Teflon Sheik. I agree with that.
But definitely. It's the top important match to me tonight, which I don't think most people would say. But I can say that.
Is it because you want to teach him a lesson, send him a message? What is the message or the lesson you want to give the Teflon Sheik tonight?
I just, you know, as I think I said the other day, I wish it was it is hardcore, so I can get a pair of scissors and cut his freaking tongue out and get the guy to shut the hell up, because I think most of us are rather tired of hearing his, you know, infidel dogs, you know. I'm a dog lover. I don't take being called a dog as an insult. But, you know, this guy, I think we're all sick of him. We're all sick of him saying how he's the greatest thing since sliced couscous or whatever it is that he eats and hucks in his trailers or whatever it is. But having been on a team with him, I see how he treats people. Hell, Maeve would know. And, you know, because she was in oil money or something with the guy. And, I just think he needs to be taught some manners.
I can't disagree with you. There's no doubt about it. He's definitely one of the most vocal and annoying superstars in RAWF history, to say the least.
Yes.
And certainly, you know, he's arrogant. He's everything I can't stand. I want to see him get another beatdown at the hands of Mithras the Title Machine tonight, no doubt about it.
And let's not forget that I owe him one, because he beat me, I don't know, a couple of years ago or something. I need to even that score. Only, you know me, I don't even a score. I even it by 1 to 10, you know, 10 to 1, yeah, is the odds I like, or the delivery results I like. If you beat me once, I'll beat you 10. And that's what I need to do. The title matches, you know, Platinum Dragon has been called the heart and the heart and soul of RAWF, and I think I definitely want to keep that one. Starlight, especially when it's a member of the Necessary Evil, who's been she's been on a tear, but she's also been shooting off that trap of hers and her yap, you know, learning all the good things, I guess, from what's his face, Sheik. And then Chris Cage, you know, I don't know. I think we're getting kind of sick of each other.
Well, Wildfire is thrown into that mix. So it's not like you're going to be in there, the two of you alone now. You're going to have Wildfire in there joining you. So,
I know. And what she doesn't understand is that redheads are very hot. And so that is a major advantage she has over me, at least. I don't know how she feels about Cage. But, you know, Chris Cage and I have had so many of those matches. The IRS is asking me if I should claim him as a deduction or something. And it's like, no. They're like, well, you're practically living with the guy. And it's like, well, yeah, kind of. So, and then I have to say that the awesomeness, Judge, are you there? Are you in the green room, Judge?
Oh, I'm here. Listen.
Okay, Judge, I'm going to be really honest with you. I was pissed off when I saw that it was going to be a battle royal for the Hatfield and McCoy title. That was my first reaction for like an hour, and then I got over it. But now I got to tell you something. It inspired creativity with my production crew, who have, as of last night, written a song based on that was kicked off by the creativity of having that battle royal, and it applies to all the matches tonight. And so I got to actually thank you for that. It's going to be called, I can't release it yet, it's coming up tonight, you all will see it. It's called The 14 Matches of Immortal, and it is along the tune of The 12 Days of Christmas.
I actually look forward to that. That sounds exciting. And then the one match.
Unfortunately, it will not be audio. It will only be the lyrics, and you'll have to use your imagination. But anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
And then the last match you have not discussed, the Powerball Championship. And you know, you being big business yourself, you understand the importance of the money that comes with the Powerball title. Killer Neptune does as well. He held that title for about a year. Your thoughts on facing Killer Neptune tonight for the Powerball Championship?
Well, I think, you know, he's a tough wrestler and all that. Yeah. So am I. But I think the reality is, in his heart, in his mind, in that ring, he knows who the real Powerballer is. And that's me. So that's it's you know, that's how it's going to go.
All right. Any final thoughts about any of your matches tonight, Mithras, before we move on to the rest? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I got a lot of matches and they're important and all that, but I did want to say that I think Griff is going to retain World, and I think it's close for my, you know, my the title that is near and dear to my heart, which is the Midnight Hobo title. I think that's a tough call. Minds are with Maeve on that, because she has held it for so long, and it's nice to see someone else do this, as you know, do as I did. So I'm going to actually go with her on that.
All right, awesome, excellent, and Mithras, thank you, sir, and good luck in all of your many matches tonight. If you can get through this unscathed, there is no doubt you will. If there was an immortal pay-per-view Hall of Fame, you would be the first inductee, no doubt about it, because you have been in every single immortal. You were one of the few people that have been in every single immortal since its inception in 2014. So in that, sir, I congratulate you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But just let's keep – I'm glad Griff isn't here because I'm not sure how he'd feel about that. But anyways, that'll be our little secret, okay?
Right, right, because, you know, you can't listen to the replay. But at any rate,
thank you, Mithras.
You
can't. All right, catch you later.
All right. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to announce our final member of the class of 2022, the RAWF Hall of Fame. You ready for this, Judge?
I'm ready for it. Let's see. I'm ready for
it. All right. Paragon, you still here?
I am.
We'll bring you in here. Coogs, you still here? Coogs? Okay. Well, Coogs apparently went off to get ready. Maeve, you're still here?
Yes.
There she is.
Okay, Coogs is here. Maeve's still here. All right. So the final inductee of the class of 2022, our last inductee has been the GM of the best tag team division and all of Unstoppable for well over 2 years now. But long before that, they did a lot of behind the scenes in RAWF that was extremely instrumental. From internal affairs to human resources to matters of security, without their hard work and influence, RAWF would not be the company it is today. Ladies and gentlemen, the final member of the 2022 RAWF Hall of Fame class is Unstoppabot.
Right.
It's about second time.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that made my kidneys just start working.
So,
there
you have it, ladies and gentlemen, our final, the class of 2022 is as follows, of the RAWF Hall of Fame is as follows: Dungeons and Dragons, one of the most dominant tag teams in RAWF history; Deez, who at one time was called legit, and you could honestly call him this, Mr. RAWF pay-per-view. You have the Unsettled King, Chris Cage. You have Black Irish's own Maeve O'Hare. And you have Unstoppabot. That will be the class that will be inducted on May 29th, live in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations to everyone, all of those people. And look forward to the ceremony next month. So, thoughts, Paragon, on the class overall?
The class is absolutely amazing. I'm obviously very excited about this huge announcement that was just made. Is it weird that I'm more speechless right now than I was when I was announced for the Hall of Fame?
Oh shoot, that's great. Coogs, your thoughts on the class overall?
It's about second time for some of those people.
Well put. So, ladies and gentlemen, that will be your class next month at Rataversary, which will happen on May 29th, live from Cleveland, Ohio. I have, by the way, if I didn't mention it already, hit the start button on the Xanthar the Platinum Drag Memorial Tournament. It is already underway, and many interesting first-round matches as I peruse it. I'm not going to read them all, but there's some good ones there in that first round. Looking forward to seeing how that tournament progresses. It usually takes a couple of months to get through the Xanthar tournament, but I will keep you updated as often as I can here over the course of the next couple of months. Was that the Taco Bell coming back?
Taco Bell coming through.
I don't know what the heck. At any rate. What's that, Mithras?
I wasn't muted.
No, you wasn't muted.
No, it was my car.
You might want to get that looked at.
Actually, it was a threat. Get ready.
All right, folks.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. That was obnoxious. Sorry about that.
That was fine. That was nothing like a good belt live on radio. But so with that being said, folks, I think we may be done for the evening. I think we've gotten everything done that we needed to get done. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Immortal Nine is in the books.
Amadeus.
And yes, Mithras.
You're really gonna end this show with a belch?
Well, unless you can think of a better way.
I think it's almost as good as when I fell asleep on the air. Or when Judge did something else.
Hey.
On the air.
You know what? That is a good point. Why don't we go off with one of the most classic moments in all of... No? No?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes. Yes.
Well, go ahead.
Do it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
anyway.
This has been RAWF Immortal 9 live from Las Vegas. We will see you next week on RAWF After Hours. The After Hours Championship will be on the line, and we will give you as many results from Immortal as we can, talk more about the Hall of Fame, and just have fun in general. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Judge. Thank you, Paragon, Maeve, Tubes, and Mithras for all joining me tonight. This has been Immortal 9. On the RAWF Radio Network.
Congratulations.
I'm fighting this. Does that taste different? I'm fighting this. Does that taste different? His mouth was warm.
Please,
no. I'm fighting this.
For the love of God, mute.
No, you can't do that. Does that taste different? All I gotta say is, you know, it's good when your toes curl.
Yes. I love you, Judgy. I really did it. I love you, Judgy.
His mouth was a worm. Oh, fuck.
What?
I'm on mute, so they don't hear. I'm fighting this. Does that taste different?
Please, mute. Please. Oh. For the love of God, mute.
Oh, damn. I got to get a new... Okay, note to myself right now to go get a new headset with a mute button that works. Does that taste different? He is so embarrassed right now. He is not even... Actually, he's brushing his teeth. Let me just say I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute the whole time.
That's
dude, you gave me like a radio. Gave me a on the radio. Yeah.
I didn't know.
I thought it was on you.
Mm-hmm. I think you got hung up on just in time, man. Judgy, I hung up on you before the big moment, so yeah, don't worry.
Oh, good. You know, they didn't hear that.
We heard a lot.
We heard enough.
Does that taste different?